The Solar Impulse stays aloft more than 24 hours. The new EADS bid for KCX is 8,800 pages. And a new competitor for KCX is based on the Antonov 124. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Friday, July 9, 2009. Congratulations are in order for the team which has built the Solar Impulse. At 8 a.m. yesterday, the aircraft wrapped up a flight lasting about 25 hours, which is a good trick when you're powered completely by solar cells. And this isn't a UAV. Pilot Andre Borschberg was on board. The Solar Impulse is designed to be flown to 25,000 feet and stay there during the day while its photovoltaic cells produce enough power to fly the aircraft and recharge the batteries. At night, the aircraft is allowed to gradually lose altitude while the batteries keep the propellers turning. The plane reportedly landed with 3 hours of battery life remaining. The delicate balance requires perfect weather and the summer's long days and short nights, but Solar Impulse founder Bertrand Piccard says this first 24-hour-plus flight proves the craft could fly indefinitely. He hopes to one day make it around the world, powered only by the sun. EADS North America submitted its proposal in the U.S. Air Force KCX Aerial Refueling Tanker Competition yesterday, a day ahead of deadline. The proposal is over 8,800 pages and is supported by its own website, kc-45now.com, detailing what EADS says are the unequaled capabilities of the KC-45. EADS North America Chairman Ralph Crosby notes, quote, "We're proud of our offering, which is the only one in this competition that is flying and refueling the full array of receiver aircraft," unquote. The KC-45 is based on the Airbus A330 and will be finished in a new manufacturing facility to be built in Mobile, Alabama. That plant will also give EADS a production facility which operates in U.S. dollars for the Airbus commercial freighter. The company notes that the freighter would double aircraft production there compared to the tanker alone. In addition to touting the jobs it would bring, EADS notes that its proposal would use many U.S. vendors, including GE Engines, Honeywell Common Nav Systems, electronics from Rockwell Collins, and wing structures made by Vought. EADS stresses that its tanker is already proven, with over 1,000 contacts and refuelings, including F-16 and F-A-18 fighters, E-3 AWACS, and other A-330 tankers. The KC-45 is the U.S. Air Force configuration of the Airbus Military A330 Multi-Role Tanker Transport, which has been selected so far by 4 allied nations. Another foreign manufacturer has indicated it will make a bid for KCX. Cold Warriors would have a cow over this one. It's a consortium of U.S. Aerospace, which would finish the planes in the U.S., and Antonov, located in the Ukraine, and offering a tanker based on the AN-124, a plane designed by the Soviet Union back in the day. Antonov designed, built, and operates the world's largest aircraft, the AN-225, which has provided strategic airlift capabilities for the U.S. Department of Defense and others. Antonov and U.S. Aerospace will bid 3 models for KCX, including one with an updated airframe designed specifically to meet the tanker program requirements. Dmytro Eskiva, president and general designer of Antonov, says of the venture, quote, "Antonov's participation is an historic opportunity for Antonov to showcase its premier design, engineering, and manufacturing capabilities to the world. We are looking forward to the long-term mutual benefits of our partnership," unquote. Gerald Pressman, chairman of U.S. Aerospace, added, quote, "We are honored to be partnering with the world's premier designer and manufacturer of large transport aircraft. We are particularly impressed by Mr. Kiva's strong leadership and vision for the future. Together, we can deliver the U.S. Air Force a superior tanker at the most competitive price," unquote. The mind boggles at the potential for political rhetoric as lawmakers line up on this one. Ought to be fun to watch. Up next on ANN, the CAF says Fifi will fly today at Midland, Texas. The Red Bull Series cancels its event in Portugal. And Georgia Tech lands a next-gen ATC research contract. You're listening to Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways, and you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for July 9th. I'm Paul Plagg. The Commemorative Air Force is expected to test fly Fifi, the world's only remaining airworthy B-29 Superfortress, this afternoon, departing Midland, Texas, and flying over unpopulated areas. The CAF got an airworthiness certificate from the FAA on Tuesday. Then, this coming Monday, the B-29 will be in flight for crew training. The CAF Air Power Museum says this is the perfect opportunity for community members to join the CAF in celebrating Fifi's return to flight. During these training exercises, the B-29 crew will be performing touch-and-goes at Midland International. The museum will open its doors Monday at 7 a.m. for pre-flight. Once Fifi heads for the runways, visitors will be escorted to a prime viewing area to witness the B-29's crew training. Part of the reason for the need for a new airworthiness inspection was Fifi's re-engining with a new configuration of the Wright R-3350 radial engine. The version she came with had been proven less than reliable. The Red Bull Air Race Series has announced the cancellation of its final stop on this year's tour, saying protracted negotiations with Tourism Portugal and the cities of Lisbon, Porto, and Gaia ran out of time. The event had been scheduled for September 4th and 5th. In a politely worded statement, Red Bull Air Race CEO Bernd Leudel announced, quote, "The Red Bull Air Race is committed to keeping Portugal on the race calendar. However, due to the delays in finalizing the agreement, we were faced with making a tough decision to cancel the race for 2010 due to the time available to plan and execute a quality event. Every effort was made from all sides to reach a revised agreement. However, time simply ran out. We hope to continue discussions to see the race return to Portugal again in the near future," unquote. Is it me, or does this sound like a bluff was called? The FAA has reached an agreement with Georgia Tech to research how the increased sophistication on the flight deck under the next-gen air traffic control system will affect flight crew members and controllers. The agreement is the first of several the FAA expects to announce in the coming months with universities that specialize in aviation-related human factors research. The research done by Georgia Tech will be shared with the public through presentations of its findings. Still ahead, Cirrus prepares to replace timed-out airframe parachutes. Piper moves forward with a Piper jet. And the FAA wants to bill California NIMBYs $100,000. You're listening to Aero News.
Welcome to Cirrus Design, maker of the world's best-selling personal aircraft, the sleek SR-22. Cirrus planes feature the latest technologies and are equipped with an exclusive, life-saving parachute system. It is our mission to make personal aviation safe, affordable, and convenient. At Cirrus, we offer a test drive like no one else in the business.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Friday, July 9th. I'm Paul Plagg. The ballistic recovery chutes built into all those Cirrus airplanes went out the door with 10-year life limits on some components. The first ones are coming up for replacement this year. And, in fact, Cirrus says some owners are already overdue. To be ready, Cirrus has had to make arrangements with U.S. Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms for the rockets which deploy the chutes, and similar arrangements with regulators in other countries, develop training for repackers, determine labor times, and ready its authorized service centers. Cirrus says it needs 4 weeks' notice to do the job, which is expected to take 30 hours on a G1 airframe and more like 20 hours on a G2 or G3. The cost is about $8,700 for the overhaul, or just over $13,000 for a new chute. If you ordered early and paid the original higher $9,400 rate for the repack, Cirrus is offering a $703 rebate coupon, good toward a purchase at the Cirrus Connection store, or parts purchases with your Cirrus authorized service center. Check with your service center for more details. The recession and its impact on capital markets has made some light jet development programs candidates for a Where Are They Now segment. But Piper stresses that it's moving forward with a Piper jet. The company has announced that Decrane Aerospace and Propel Designs have been selected to integrate passenger cabin interior improvements, verified by the company's proof of concept flight testing regimen and through continuous dialogue with current and future Piperjet customers. Executive VP Randy Groom adds, quote, "Test flights being flown by the Piperjet proof-of-concept vehicle have verified our expectations and helped us decide on further enhancements," unquote. An update is promised this fall at NBAA in Atlanta. And finally, FOIA, the Freedom of Information Act, affirms the right of Americans to know what the government is doing with tax dollars and has revealed some corrupt and wasteful practices over the years. But it also has the potential to burden the bureaus with busy work. So, if there are costs involved in preparing the information you've requested, the government can ask you to pay for them. In the case of Santa Monica's NIMBYs versus the FAA, a group of city residents is trying to stop the FAA from directing more GA traffic from the city's own airport over neighborhoods, while the FAA says its testing showed the practice eases congestion at both Santa Monica and LAX with minimal impact on residents. So the NIMBYs have requested the data, 9 months' worth, from the FAA under FOIA. The Santa Monica Daily Press reports Neighbors for a Safe and Healthy Community requested a fee waiver for the data, saying the request was for a non-commercial purpose. That waiver, though, has been denied by the FAA. Spokeswoman Kathleen Bergen says producing it will require about 1,100 man-hours. Quote, "It's a tremendous amount of data. It has to be carefully screened to eliminate that type of data that is not releasable for security reasons," unquote. So the tab? An estimated $99,630 for just 45 days' worth. The NIMBYs want 270 days' worth. In its denial letter on the fee waiver request, the FAA adds the disclosure of the requested information will not contribute to the understanding of the public at large, but rather a narrow segment of interested persons. The group has hired an attorney and plans to appeal the FAA's request for the money. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, we'll revisit Jim Campbell's recap of this year's thriving Women in Aviation International Convention. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.